Blood Money author Peter Schweitzer on Donald Trump Jr.'s podcast, China Radicalizing Far-Left Groups. By Hannah Blow Knutson on March 1, 2024. China is radicalizing far-left movements, and the groups involved are essentially taking their cues from the Chinese Communist Party. CCP, seven-time New York Times best-selling author Peter Schweitzer said during an appearance on Donald Trump Jr.'s podcast Triggered, discussing his new book Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Describing Blood Money as a must-read book that shows the interconnectivity between our politicians and the Chinese Communist Party, Don Jr. asked Schweitzer to explain some of his findings. Given the mounting evidence of literally Chinese funding of radical elements in the U.S., such as BLM, Antifa, the transgender movement, and more. A lot of people are looking around, and they see that America is on fire. What they don't realize is, the Chinese are basically holding an empty can of gasoline. And our political leaders know it, and they're not doing anything about it. And the evidence is very clear, Schweitzer said. You look at the funding of some of these radical groups. Two of the biggest funders of the trans movement in the United States are billionaires based in China. He continued, identifying one as the co-founder of Alibaba. The other, Roy Singh, started a tech company called ThoughtWorks and sold it to an investment firm the Chinese government partly owned. He now lives in Beijing, China, and has put $150 million into radical causes, including the trans rights movement, Schweitzer said. It's an enormous problem there. But even groups that are just, you know, politically radical that are causing violence in the streets. These are the organizations that led a lot of the real violent protests in 2020, Schweitzer said. They are now leading a lot of the pro-Hamas violent protests today. He explained, noting that China is essentially picking a cause. And then they are radicalizing the movements. Related, blatant act of anti-Semitism. Anti-Israel protesters besiege Philly Jewish-owned restaurant. And these groups, in particular, other people on the left, say these groups take their cues from China. They certainly travel and intermingle, Schweitzer continued. And there's a group in China called the Center for the Study of Foreign Marxist Parties. They provide intelligence to the CCP leadership, and they track these groups in the United States. And they describe, in 2020, how these groups took over BLM. The Blood Money author continued, explaining that these people radicalized the anti-police movement. Now, they're doing the same thing with Hamas. A lot of people look at the current protests and say, these are Palestinian protests. They are, but they aren't. These are pro-Chinese groups that are organizing these protests. And they're making them violent, he said, explaining that this is part of the Chinese strategy, deeming it disintegration warfare. Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, published by HarperCollins, is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook.